Welcome to D&B College. Today we're building something that can completely change the mood of a track without ever shouting for attention. We're designing a pirate signal tape hiss atmosphere in Ableton Live 12. Not just noise, not just filler, but a proper narrative layer that feels like a half-broken transmission drifting behind the music. This kind of texture is perfect for darker drum and bass. It works in intros, breakdowns, pre-drop tension, second drop evolution, and even very quietly under the drop itself if it's controlled well. The point is to create that feeling of a bootleg broadcast from somewhere underground, unstable and alive. You want it to feel lo-fi, but intentional, rough, but musical, dangerous, but mix safe. Start with a steady hiss source. You can use operator, wave eatable, or a sampled hiss, radio noise, cassette noise, anything that gives you a constant bed to work from. The key here is not to begin with something too busy. You want the motion to come from processing and arrangement, not from a sample that already has too much personality baked into it. Why this works in D&B is simple. Drum and bass already has fast transients, dense drum programming, and a powerful sub foundation. A continuous high-frequency atmosphere gives you tension and air without crowding the low end. It fills space in a way that supports the groove instead of fighting it. Now shape that source with auto filter. This is where the sound stops being plain noise and starts becoming a radio-like transmission. High-pass it fairly aggressively if you want a thin, haunting feel, or use a band pass if you want that narrow intercepted speaker character. If the hiss is too sharp, bring the top down with a low pass. If it's too broad, narrow it more than you think you need to. Often the best pirate signal layers are tighter and more focused than people expect. What to listen for here is distance. The sound should feel like it has a source, not just brightness. If it starts competing with hats or snare air, the filter is too open. You want atmosphere, not a static blanket over the top of the mix. Once the tone is in the right zone, add movement. Keep it restrained. You can automate the cutoff slowly over 4 to 16 bars, or use a little frequency shifter for that unstable, slipping broadcast feeling. Slow drift gives you a cinematic, eerie motion. Warble gives you a more broken, paranoid pirate identity. Both work, but they communicate different emotions. If you're aiming for a cleaner, more controlled intro into the drop, use slow drift. If you want something more damaged and unstable, especially for darker rollers or neuro-influenced sections, the warble approach is powerful. The important thing is not to overdo it. Fast genres need evolving layers, but they still need space for the drums and bass to do the talking. Now add some grit. A simple chain like saturator into EQ8 is often enough. Push the drive lightly, just enough to thicken the hiss and give it a bit of upper mid bite. If it gets spiky, use soft clip. If you want a more degraded broadcast feel, you can add redux very subtly, but be careful. The goal is not brittle digital fizz. It's corruption. It's a worn transmission. It's texture with intent. What to listen for is density. The layer should feel thicker and more present after saturation, but still read as hiss. If it turns into harsh sandpaper or bright fizz, ease off and clean up the ugly bands with EQ. From there, give it rhythm. A pirate signal feels much more believable when it breathes with the track. Auto pan can work nicely if you keep the movement subtle and sync to the groove, or you can draw volume automation directly. Think about swells, dips, and small dropouts that line up with the drum phrasing. You're not trying to make the hiss take over the rhythm. You're trying to make it pulse around the rhythm. A great D&B move is to let the atmosphere build through the intro, narrow or dip before the drop, and then disappear for a beat right before impact. That little absence can make the first snare hit feel much bigger. In drum and bass, tension through negative space is incredibly effective. Don't be afraid to let the signal fail for a moment. You can also make the layer feel more like a real broadcast by editing it like a performance, rather than leaving it as one endless loop. Duplicate it, cut out one bar or two bar fragments, reverse tiny pieces into downbeats, and create signal dropouts before transitions. Think in phrases, let it establish itself, then destabilize, then cut away. That's what gives it a story. A practical arrangement might look like this. The first 8 bars establish the atmosphere, the next 4 bars narrow and rise in tension, and the final 4 bars create a dropout or signal failure right before the drop. Then, once the drop lands, bring the hiss back only in the gaps, filtered and quiet, so it supports the energy without masking the kick, snare, or sub. If you find a movement pattern that really works, print it. Resample or consolidate the section so you can edit the result as audio. This is a smart move because it lets you chop the best moments faster, place exact dropouts, and stop yourself from endlessly tweaking cutoff, width, and drive. Sometimes the fastest way forward is to commit. That's a pro move. You can even make multiple versions. A cleaner one for the first drop, a more degraded one for the breakdown or second drop, and a stuttered or dropout version for transitions. That gives you instant contrast and progression without having to redesign the whole sound every time. When you place the layer in the full arrangement, give it a job. In the intro, it establishes the world. In the pre-drop, it raises the tension. In the drop, it stays mostly in the background, maybe slightly ducked or filtered. In the breakdown, it can move forward and feel more exposed. And in the second drop, it can get more unstable, more chopped, or more degraded so it feels like the signal is failing harder. What to listen for when you test it against drums and bass is whether it supports the groove or gets in the way. If the snare loses its crack, the hiss is probably too loud or too wide. If the sub feels smaller, something in the processing is reaching too far down. Keep the layer mostly above the low mid range, and make sure it behaves like peripheral fog rather than a mask over the core of the track. Stereo is another thing to watch. It's easy to make a noise layer feel huge by widening it, but that can cause phase problems and smear the top end. If the image starts feeling too diffuse, pull the width back with utility and keep the core stable. You want wide in attitude, not sloppy in translation. Mono compatibility matters, especially in bass music. A few mistakes come up a lot here. One is using full range noise with no filtering. That just fills every space and makes the track harder to mix. Another is making the layer too loud. If you mute it and the track sounds better, it's too much. But if you mute it and the track suddenly feels flatter and less dangerous, that's a good sign. It's doing its job. Another common issue is oversaturating or overduxing the sound until it becomes brittle instead of worn. Keep the grit musical. Here is a useful mindset shift. Treat this layer as a section tool first and a sound design flex second. If it doesn't improve the intro, the transition, or the drop identity, it's probably too busy. The best pirate signal textures are there to shape the energy of the arrangement. They mark sections. They create anticipation. They make the drop feel like it arrived from somewhere darker. If you want extra power in a darker DNB track, use the hiss as a tension bridge. Let it rise through the pre-drop, then cut it hard just before the drop lands. Or keep it filtered and narrow in the drop so it only flashes in the gaps between snare hits. In jungle-leaning material, let it feel more organic and taped. In euro-leaning material, keep it tighter and more surgical. Same idea, different flavor. So here's the goal for your own practice session. Build a 16-bar pirate signal atmosphere using only stock Ableton devices. Keep the main chain simple. Make it mostly live above 2kHz. Add at least one automation move and one arrangement cut. Test it against a drum loop and a bass note pattern. Then print one version, and if you can, make a cleaner version and a more degraded one too. You're aiming for a sound that feels like a haunted transmission. Not random noise, a layer that lives behind the music, supports the drums and bass, and gives the whole track a darker identity. If it feels controlled, unstable, and intentional, you're on the right path. Take your time, trust your ears, and don't overbuild it. In drum and bass, the strongest atmosphere is often the one that knows when to step back. Now go make that signal fail in style.